I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hello and welcome to Stories from the Bunker, the podcast in which we discover the strange and the supernatural, the weird and the wonderful, or the other way around. Should I have one more time?
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Robin's not here today, so we're...
That was good enough.
Good enough good. In his
The
third.
Words were there, it's just maybe in the wrong order. I'm with Alex, as usual.
Hello there, Martin. How's it going? You alright?
Pretty good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Operating at about 75% today.
Yeah,
I mean, better than earlier though. You were 60% earlier.
That's true. I've had some coffee. I'm getting there. My energy levels are building back up.
It's good.
Yeah, usually we record these in the afternoon, but today's in the morning. So
I prefer the morning. I'm a morning person.
Oh, look at me. I'm Martin. I'm a morning person, just, and I don't need 6 cups of coffee before.
It's still the 6 cups of coffee. And with me today, this is Chris, who has been on the podcast a couple of times before, but we have never been on the podcast at the same time.
We're here together.
I know. Thank you. And Chris, as some of you will remember, has turrets.
I do. I have Tourette's disorder,
or as the kids call it, Tourette's.
Yeah. Which is a hard word to spell. So that's fair.
Yes.
But Tourette's.
Yeah. So how are you, Chris? How are you doing?
I'm dead inside. Oh, you know. Hi. Thank you for welcoming me back.
Yes.
No, I'm
welcome.
Good.
So, Alex.
Yes.
You are going to be discussing a particular news story today, aren't you?
I am. I'm looking at an update with Facebook and things that they're doing on WhatsApp with encryption on that. And apparently, they're doing some shady things. People generally think of WhatsApp as, like, a lot of people don't have Facebook, but they'll have WhatsApp because it's more secure with
it's encrypted.
End-to-end encryption. Yeah. Mm. Whereas that might be about to change.
Ooh.
Well, and what are you going to be discussing today, Martin?
I'm going to be discussing the Boeing 737 MAX plane. Unfortunately, one crashed in last year. Another one crashed this year in March. And the FAA supposedly knew that there were issues and that a plane could crash. And then one did. Total, I think 347 people have died, which is awful.
My God.
And they knew that there was a risk that had happened and didn't ground the planes.
That is absolutely awful.
I'm going to be discussing.
And then, obviously, I'm going to be doing the weekly quiz. What happened last time, Chris, when you were on?
I lost.
Oh.
Yeah, I got the Pokemon question wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I got my thing wrong.
Do you remember what the question was?
How many Pokemon games are there in general? Yeah. I remember. There's... I still get war flashbacks about it.
There was a ridiculous amount that have been made.
It's like 200 something, isn't it?
What?
Something. 120.
If I had to guess, I was going to say like 30.
Yes, that's what I said.
A lot, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It was a surprising amount.
Yeah. But like, I don't like the side games. So,
You haven't just delved into them. Alex, do you want to go first?
Oh, sure, absolutely. So basically this story is about Facebook, and Mark Zuckerberg is reportedly working on a backdoor content scanner for WhatsApp. Tantamount...
Fucking Jesse Eisenberg.
And that.
Sorry.
Jesse Eisenberg in the movie Social Network.
Exactly.
It's relevant.
Yeah, no, it works.
Yeah. So yeah, they're working on a backdoor content scanner for WhatsApp, tantamount to wiretapping. So it's... basically, if these reports are correct, which is from Forbes, I think.
Pretty legit.
Facebook usually will scan your messages before you send them. So just when you type them out. And apparently send them and report anything suspicious.
Because
whatever that means.
Facebook, I believe, already does this. When you type out a message on Facebook and then you delete it, it has a record of what you typed regardless of whether you send it or not as well.
That's creepy.
Yeah. I'm 90% not sure that's correct.
I'm sure that is. And also with other things like Google, like Gmail, how Gmail reads your emails because it can then predict what you want to reply with.
Exactly.
It's really creepy. It feels a bit invasive.
I mean, that was a bit of machine learning there. The first few times it came up with just random things. Like, what the hell? Why do I want to type that?
Yeah. But this one is particularly notable because a lot of people use WhatsApp because they feel like it's more safe with the end-to-end encryption. Mm. Whereas this violation of privacy basically renders this end-to-end encryption pointless.
Does this mean that it's going to become more like WeChat?
WeChat. What's that?
Oh, it's a Chinese messaging system.
Oh, yeah. No, I do know the one that you mean. Yeah, presumably, yes. I mean, it's suspect already that Facebook owns WhatsApp. So people use WhatsApp because they feel it's more secure.
Yeah.
But it's still owned by Facebook.
Yeah, it's like it's secure from some people, but Facebook could still then sell. It's interesting to know what they would then use that data for. Supposedly, it's for security reasons.
Yeah.
Is it for like, I don't know, homeland security? We're talking about terrorism and stuff like that?
I think it doesn't go into that level of specifics, but yeah, it's for anything suspicious, they say. So I guess if it's, terrorism-related activities or crimes, they'll report them to police. But also, I think this means if police request this information, then they will be able to hand it over.
Mm. That's a worry.
Which is a worry, because then that is a kind of, just privacy being eroded. That was a lot of the complaints with people using Facebook Messenger and other messaging services like, what was it, WeChat?
WeChat.
One of the major issues I have with this is the fact that so many people have already got it installed and so many people will miss this story.
Yeah.
They'll see the update. I'm sure there'll be an update of a user form that we have to tick a box. No one will read it. They'll just go, updated terms, tick it, submit, and yet they don't know that this is actually happening. This change. I think it will fly over a lot of people's head, go under the radar, as it were, and before we know it, we'll have our messages being read without a lot of people knowing.
Having a VPN, would that affect it in any way?
I'm not sure, actually. Yeah. That's a very good point. I don't know enough about VPNs to... Because I would assume not, because it would still be running through your account.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well, but then you were saying it could be given to local authorities.
Yeah.
But it's like... VPNs change your location, so the local authorities...
That's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, though, it would be if the authorities would be investigating you for a crime, so...
But then your location can't be tracked.
Yeah, but I guess in this case, it wouldn't matter on the location, because they'd know about you, and it would start with an investigation of you, and then they would get your messages from that.
Yep. Okay.
So I guess the location wouldn't... Yeah. It's unlikely. I think it would be... kind of if authorities wanted to build a case on someone, they'd request
that specific information.
Yeah.
Rather than tracking everyone. Although then...
Do you have mother's milk?
This is a really serious conversation, Chris. We're talking about an invasion of privacy. Do not talk about mother's milk.
So there's a bit more detail when it comes to this story. So according to this Forbes article, when it detects violations... this algorithm embedded in WhatsApp, it will need to quietly stream a copy of the formerly encrypted content back to its central servers to analyze further, even if the user objects, acting as true wiretapping.
Yeah.
So basically, without telling anyone, so it won't be written anywhere. It might be like hidden in the terms of service, but basically you won't be able to switch this off in WhatsApp settings.
So basically the terms of service are saying, we have the right to wiretap you.
It's like BT
coming and saying, oh yeah, we have the right to listen in on all of your phone calls.
Yeah, exactly.
In the UK, for those who don't know.
Do you think this is just the last nail in the coffin of privacy online, shall I say? Bold thing. Or was it there to begin with? Was it already dead?
You know what? Like, it's tough to know. I think for people that really care...
Yeah,
another service will sprout up that they can use.
Yeah, what's the one that Edward Snowden recommends? I can't remember.
But that's the thing. Yeah. We don't, like, a lot of us aren't necessarily clued into what these programs are, what browser you use, and a lot of people don't know exactly what's connected to what. Of course, YouTube and Google are so ingrained, and then a lot of the browsers are actually sharing data between themselves as well. So it's like. Mm. I don't know. Is privacy dead?
I mean,
for a lot of people, yes.
Yeah.
For a lot of people who don't really care, yes.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe you guys can help us out. What do you think? Let us know in the comments down below.
I think for this example, I think if it is used legitimately, like for what it's saying on the surface level, it's probably a good thing, because what if people are sharing CP over WhatsApp?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? I don't know if we can say it on YouTube, so CP.
I'm sure people know what that means. Yeah.
PP. That's something else. Mm.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a very good point. I think the problem is there's no, no one's in control of the oversight, I guess. Mm. Like Facebook is just this, a company that's running this. And is that less scary or more scary than if the government were running this? Do you know what I mean? Like, are they too powerful to...
Well, that's the thing. Like,
with this kind of ability as well.
And you look at what they do with your data. They haven't got a great track record of using have they? And you look at the Cambridge Analytica scandal quite recently. I know we've spoken about it on the podcast before. It's not exactly like everyone's filled with trust of Facebook and what they do with your data. Yeah. Like, they've got a proven track record of misusing people's data. So
they were fined $5 billion for that.
Which is a tiny amount then.
Which is, yeah, I think it was... 1 month of revenue for them.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Which is insane.
Yeah. So, I mean, of course it's a worry. Plus, like, we say it's being used for detecting criminals or what was the word you use?
Suspicious activity.
I mean, that is a broad term, isn't it? Suspicious activity. Where are the boundaries of what they're using it for?
Yeah, because this could start becoming like, was it 1984, whatever that was?
1984.
Yeah. I would love to see the sequel.
1986, the sequel. Yeah.
It's 2 years after everything happened in the book happened.
Yeah.
Big Brother state.
Yeah.
And like becoming close to what China is now.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've discussed this recently as well. We're like second in the world, or maybe even first past China for like most amount of surveillance per person.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, especially in London. I mean, you cannot walk anywhere without being on some kind of film. Mm. Which, I mean, there is the argument to be made, does it really matter, especially with CCTV? A lot of people argue, well...
If you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear.
Yeah, and it covers you if something happened to you, right? People can look at CCTV. But at the same time, it sets a precedent, doesn't it? It sets this for misuse. Like, in certain scenarios, being watched, as it were, or it could act as a safety blanket. But a lot of the time, it is misused. And we know that from looking at so many different examples, especially digitally.
And speaking of misuse, the story actually carries on because now Facebook has got this new form of currency coming out.
Yeah.
You know, this e-currency.
Oh, yeah. Which is bizarre.
Which is a bizarre move by them. It's strange.
It doesn't really make much sense. I mean, for them, it makes sense. I understand what they're trying to do, trying to get into, the blockchain technology, etc., because it is growing regardless of the price of Bitcoin or whatever. Mm. But the whole point about it is that it's decentralized. It's not owned by governments. It's not owned by big businesses.
Exactly, yeah. So, but... With this kind of surveillance of suspicious activity, people are worried that people's financial records and stuff will be stored on Facebook servers.
And then be sold. That's what they do.
Mm. So the whole point of e-currency, like you say, is to be decentralized and all that. It's kind of lost with this, kind of data mining.
They'll just be trying to get a monopoly over people's finances.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what it seems like anyway from the outside.
Mm.
Yeah.
So there we go. I mean, that's my scary news topic. Don't use Facebook is my advice.
Yeah. Do you use Facebook?
I've deleted my Facebook, actually. Yeah.
My wife deleted her Facebook, too. Yeah.
I still use Messenger, which I know is bad, but you just kind of have to stay in touch with people.
I need to delete it because I don't use it.
Yeah.
I don't use it. But Messenger, keeping in touch with people is kind of handy, but not ideal. What is ideal?
Go on to WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Not anymore. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. What about you, Christy? Have you still have Facebook?
I'm bummed. I still have the account, but I use Messenger.
Yeah.
But that was because I just don't care about people's status updates.
Yeah.
And most of it was just scrolling waste of time.
Status advertising.
Yeah.
Video advertising.
Yeah.
And people going like, oh, my life's bad. And I'm like, I don't care, Janice. Like, who are you?
the worst thing on Facebook is when people write a generic, slightly angry statement and leave it open for people to go, are you okay? What's up?
I hate that.
You okay?
God. Oh my God. I'm sure you guys at home have exactly the same thing when someone says that, like, people that do this make me mad or something.
I can't trust anyone anymore. Yeah. It's like, no one gives a shit anyway.
Yeah, good. Like, good. Don't trust people.
Bye.
Don't trust people. That's fine. Just keep it to yourself.
Give me the full details or, just don't say anything.
Or don't say anything. Yeah. Don't leave it open so all your friends go, oh, what's up? Are you okay? Yeah, you're right. Smiley face, heart.
And then they're like, yeah, I'm fine. Just some people get me down. Why are you saying anything then?
Yes, it's so It's so targeted towards mm-hmm. someone they know is going to read it as well, which is quite funny.
Would you like to hear some comments from our YouTube?
Yes.
And obviously there's been a big change this week in that we've changed our name to Uncovered. Name?
Yes.
Or Unclubbled.
All that.
Unclubbled.
Yes. I did want to say, when you're deciding the names, I did go, you should call it Clubbled.
Clubbled. Yeah. Yes. I like it.
Or Consplubled. Yeah,
I mean, that would probably get around YouTube's algorithm. Yeah, mm.
Yeah, so, true.
Probably,
and no one would understand it,
and very searchable.
It's a very niche.
Yeah,
yeah. It sometimes works though. Niche on YouTube is a way to go. I think.
I think we've spoken and we've in the last podcast and we've spoken very negatively about this whole thing with regards to YouTube and being. As if we're forced to change the name because of YouTube. But also, we're very excited about this new name.
Yeah,
we really like it.
I mean, I was saying to you guys earlier in the week, well, not you, Chris, but Robin, that I think that our content's changed a little bit. We're doing the podcast, we're doing in plain sight. And I think Uncovered maybe encompasses more of what we do, maybe than All Time Conspiracies did.
Yeah.
It's not just like solely conspiracies. We talk about other things too. Mm. And even though there's conspiracy focus, of course.
Yeah, yeah. And with All Time, it kind of... Because it's All Time Tens, it kind of comes and feels like it's under a listicle banner.
Yeah.
Whereas Uncovered is more, like encompassing more of what you do with the podcast and the to camera stuff and mystery files and my dad's car in plain sight.
Yes.
And like you still do the listicles, but then you have other content where you're doing to camera.
Yeah, precisely. Exactly. Yeah, very true.
But no, it was really nice to read some of the comments because a lot of them have been very supportive. So James Munn, this was actually really interesting for us. He said in the last video, The Mystery Files, I hate to say this because I liked your old name, but first time I've seen your channel recommended in my feed.
Well, that is...
Yay!
That's good.
Worth a round of applause,
I think so.
Mission success.
That's great. Well, the other thing I did see, sorry to interrupt Alex, was that when we said, the new name's Uncovered, people went... What about this? What about that? It's like, for the last 3 weeks, we've been asking people what we think the name should be. It's like, we've already changed it. So, but hey, any more comments?
It's already happened. So, regards to that, actually, Mars M9 asks, is mystery also tagged like conspiracy is? Just curious.
It's difficult to know the specifics because we wouldn't necessarily know unless we called everything mystery. I doubt it very much. I think there is a focus on conspiracy content being... considered.
Yeah, well, I suppose as well with the name mystery, you could also be in tags of videos as like, oh, my postman is a stalker. Story time.
Yeah,
so, there's like nothing. There's no kind of negative connotations with it now. I guess mystery. Mm. So yeah, I mean, if mystery was tagged the same as conspiracy, that would be very surprising. I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
but I think we decide. I'm guessing this is asking if we. Why not call it All Time Mysteries, which was some other comments.
It was. It was also one of the options.
Which we did consider.
Yep.
But I think, Uncovered just seems to encapsulate all of what we do now.
I feel like it's better.
Very true.
Yeah. So A Little Older says, I was / am very sick and went through all your podcasts. Can you produce 40 more on the quick? Thanks. It's appreciated.
I mean,
40 more on the quick.
I mean, were you sick before or after going through 40 podcasts?
Yeah.
Did she watch 40 or want 40 more?
I think both.
40 more on the quick while he or she is getting better.
So that means that to record them on the quick, you'd have to record them in succession.
Oh, man.
It takes about an hour to record one.
Mm.
So then you're doing 8 a day. That's 5 days of just recording podcasts.
Yeah.
And then you got to account for stories that are evergreen as well. Yes. How much research would that take?
Oh, man. That would take a long time.
Like,
that would take a long time.
By the 20th one, you three would be like,
Yeah. Sadly, I don't think it's possible, but I hope you feel better. Well, thanks for your support.
I mean, we'll be continuing to make the podcast on like All Time Gaming. And
Just quit. And what's up with that?
And we're making one a week. And we also have an extra little podcast over on our Patreon. If you haven't checked that out before, we have an extra bit, an extra news story. So if you're craving a little bit more for $1 a month, you can get 4 of those per month for $1.
That's very true.
Which, you know, feel free to do that if you want to.
One more comment. You'll like this one, Chris, actually. So Leash B says, if I was a time traveler, I'd go tell my parents to invest in Google and Amazon so we could be rich. Mm. And I was just wondering, if you guys were time travelers, if you could choose one place to go back to in history, what would you do?
To be back. have to be back.
Oh, no, you can go forward in, okay, forward in history as well.
Do you want to go first?
I was just thinking of that question. I'll be like, the Google Amazon investing is fine, but at the same time, they're easy way. Like, that's kind of a long game still. Whereas if you just got the lottery numbers, it's just easier, right?
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah.
Or like a quadruple rollover or something.
Yeah, just do that once rather than investing and waiting for years.
I like the theory, though, that the lottery is actually just meant to capture time, to find time travelers and catch time travelers.
Yeah.
No, you're exploiting the system. Get out.
You've won 4 years in a row.
If you think about it, if like, not the grandfather paradox, it's some paradox thing was like, oh, the lottery has been won. Ooh, and someone's come and claimed it and it's one person. And they're like, okay, cool, time travel back to that point and you become that person.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Or imagine, yeah.
Because
they often announce who wins it. I guess you'd have to be anonymous, wouldn't you? Otherwise, you'd find out that you won the lottery. Or it'd come out like...
But unless you already know that you're a time traveler, then you see that. It's like, okay, paradox, got to go for Philip, bye-bye.
Yeah.
I'm going to be rich.
See, time travel just, this messes me up. I don't like all those paradoxes.
I still remember your face when I was talking about the string universe theory.
I did not understand what you were talking about. That.
Yeah. It was funny.
Yeah, maybe investing would be more anonymous. Yeah.
Are there any events you'd want to see?
Any events, yes. Events, blimey. There I am in the stable with the other three wise men. I've brought him chocolate when the others bought frankincense. I'm at the birth of Jesus.
He'd prefer that, actually. You'd be the best wise man.
Buy baby chocolate.
Jesus, I've brought myrrh. Mm. Oh, thank you. Murder.
Jesus. That would be kind of cool.
You could bring him some useful things that would actually be useful for
nappies.
A baby. Nappies.
I bought you some crampers back from
anti-cross devices.
Anti-cross devices.
Well, yeah.
Like an axe. A tomahawk.
You don't understand this now, but in like 20, 30 years. It's fine,
okay.
In 20 years, it would be cool. Yeah. What else? What else? What else would be cool to go and see? Well, maybe the American Civil War. That'd be kind of, it's deadly. But just
flashbacks about
just that. But not see like maybe not see the battles. But just like, okay, what was it like?
Yeah,
chilling.
That politically.
The Elizabethan time would be cool.
I mean,
you could go back way further.
I was going to say, like, go back to ancient Egypt, see if the pyramids were built by aliens
or dinosaurs,
or just thousands and thousands of slaves.
Yeah, that's the thing. Likely. Most of history, most of the kind of moments in history are either really, really brutal that we think of, or just like based on slavery and horribleness.
Mm.
If you think about it, it's like, let's go back to the French Revolution. It's like, just slaughter loads of people. Let's go. It's like most people, when they think of history, think of like major wars and battles that happened. It's like, it'd be horrible to go back to a war, wouldn't it?
We see history through like rose-tinted glasses.
Oh, 100%.
But like it's most of it's probably pretty grim.
Yeah. What about you? What would you go back to, Alex?
Yeah, maybe ancient Egypt. See, I don't know.
If there were aliens involved.
See if there are aliens. Or we were talking in the video about going back to see JFK's assassination.
Oh, yeah.
Just because then you'd know if there was a second shooter or if the bullet curved. Or
Going back to events that there's still debate and controversy over.
Yeah,
would certainly be interesting.
Mm.
What do you think, Chris? Where would you go?
I'd go to the Library of Alexandria.
Okay, nice. Interesting.
Like before it got burnt down.
A scholarly choice.
Interesting to see if it were actually a thing. Like go to a point where like, the seven wonders of the ancient world exist and all of them are there and they're not just myths.
Yeah.
And so like there's that Colossus thing that I can't remember the name of.
Colossus of Rhodes.
Yeah, Rhodes, yeah.
And the Gardens of Babylon.
Mm. That'd be wicked. Mm. Or even going back to like when the Mayan ruins were actually discovered. It's not even that long ago, right?
Mm. Yeah.
But it'd be interesting interesting to be there, though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, it must have been surreal finding that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Cool.
Yeah, well, some great answers. If you were a time traveler and could travel back to one place in history, where would you go? Let us know in the comments below.
What do you want to talk about today?
Thanks for asking, Chris. I would like to talk about a pretty disturbing story, which is that the Federal Aviation Administration knew that another Boeing 737 MAX was likely to crash after the Lion Air crash last year. Yeah. So there was a crash in October last year in Indonesia, killing over 200 people, I believe.
Yeah.
And then in March this year, there was another crash with the same model of plane, this Boeing 737 MAX. This one crashed in Ethiopia and killed another over 100 people, 147 people, I believe.
Wow.
So after the first crash in Indonesia last year, they knew that there was an issue with the MCAS system. So this particular system in the plane stops the plane from stalling.
Right.
So when I think it's when the nose goes up too high, where the engine can cut out, this basically realigns the plane to stop it from stalling. And they knew that there was a system, there was a system error with this. But instead of grounding the planes, what they said was that, that the pilot should be given advice on what to do when this error happens. So basically, there was still this error occurred. The pilots then weren't trained well enough to deal with this error, and hence the crash has happened.
Well, it sounded like, from reading about the most recent one, it sounded horrific, like a nightmarish situation where the pilots were looking through a manual, trying to find out how to fix this.
Yeah, and there was like one page on what to do in this scenario.
Horrendous.
So in terms of the training, it just wasn't there. And basically, what it comes down to is greed. The FAA have admitted that they were wrong to not ground the planes, and that the advice they gave was not comprehensive enough of what to do. Like, if someone's flipping through a manual, they're clearly not trained well enough, right? So senators want to know whether Boeing cut corners in the production of the 737 MAX, Boeing 737 MAX, to get it to market, and it pretty much seems like they did. So if you go back in time to about 10 years ago, there are two main planes within this category. So there's the Airbus 320 and there's the Boeing 737.
Yeah.
And so both of these planes, they basically control the whole of the domestic market, so kind of short-haul flights. They control the market. So any changes to these planes to give a competitive advantage over the other one can have a massive impact on the aviation industry.
Yeah.
So like if they get a slight leg up, it can be like, because they're selling these planes to airline companies, it can make a huge difference. Yeah, so basically the Airbus 320 had a bigger fuel capacity, bigger engine, this new version of it. And so this meant that the Boeing 37 had to then up their game in order to compete. Mm. What this meant was that they then tried to attach their own version of these bigger capacity engines onto the existing Boeing 737s, creating the Boeing 737 MAX.
Right, okay.
The issue being that these engines didn't fit on the plane. Mm. So they had to re-engineer the plane. Okay. So the option was to either create a whole new plane, which wasn't cost effective, which would have taken time and they would have fallen behind. So what they decided to do was to re-engineer the existing models to upgrade them so they could compete.
Mm. But it never there were works. Issues. Yeah. It never works doing that because you've got to design it from scratch. So it like, yeah. You've
got to design it with the new engine in mind.
Exactly. Not, yeah.
You know, like stuff it in.
Exactly.
Then move some chairs.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I don't know the ins and outs of exactly how they're engineered, but they're pretty much bolted on to the existing plane and it was re-engineered for this. But it did cause these issues. It especially affected the handling of the plane on takeoff, which is where these accidents ended up happening. So they created this maneuvering characteristics augmentation system, the MCAS, which eventually actually failed, causing the crash, as we said earlier. Mm. But it at first it fixed the issue of the engines being too heavy, but there were issues with the MCAS. And then, as I said earlier, the pilots weren't trained in what to do when these issues happened. So they basically cut corners with this. Like, there was a warning light system that basically told the pilots when there was inconsistencies in the MCAS, which caused the problems, and a warning light would come on. But these costs $80,000 to install, which, think about it, isn't really that much.
No.
But they decided on a lot of these aircrafts not to install this light because of the extra cost. Oh. And so little things like that where they're trying to cut corners.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then eventually the accident happens and they're looking terrible. Their stock market value, I think, plunged $40 billion.
Wow.
After these accidents.
I mean, quite right.
Yeah.
Quite right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Are they all grounded now, all these planes?
Yes, they are grounded.
Okay. Yeah, good.
In the US, I think they're definitely grounded in the US. I think Trump said he ordered that was the case.
Mm. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, scary, I know that there's lobbying stuff at the moment for them to be reintroduced.
It kind of reminds me of that that other case from decades ago with the car manufacturer. Was it Ford?
Ford Pinto.
The Ford Pinto scandal, yeah. Where it's just these companies putting... So to summarize, it was basically these cars Ford knew that they weren't safe. Was it the airbags? Or
no, it was the engine was really close to the rear of the car. So if they got tail-ended, the back of the car would just go straight into the engine and cause it to combust.
Oh, that was it, yeah.
Oh.
And they knew about that.
And also still, issues with the locking and stuff.
Still produce them, yeah.
Yeah. Because they realized that the payouts that they'd have to pay out to the families of those who died was less than the profits they'd make from having to redo the car. I think it cost cost only $11 to change a component of the car that would make it safer. But if you add up $11 times how many cars they're making, they were like, it's probably worth us taking the risk, even though human lives are at stake.
Oh my God.
And it seems like this was the case here with the FAA and Boeing. And I think with this article, the one thing I would say is that a lot of the emphasis has been put on the FAA because they're the regulatory body. Like they regulate the airspace. But at the same time, surely Boeing has to take responsibility for this too, right? Because they're the ones who are engineering this plane.
Yeah.
If they know that it's potentially not safe, yes, the regulatory body has the final say. That's where the buck stops. But surely you don't just produce the plane anyway.
And also, they're a trusted manufacturer. There's Boeing and Airbus pretty much, like you said, control the market. So humans are the ones that like will check out this plane and make sure it's okay at the FAA and make sure it and go through. But humans are susceptible to, you know, someone at the end of the day just thought, it's Boeing, you know, we trust them. We know what they're like. It's probably fine kind of thing. Whereas Boeing knew that there was something wrong with this plane and still tried to, you know, get it to market. So the blame should still be on them.
Yeah. I think if they look back, they'll probably believe that they should have just re-engineered a new plane, right? Should have engineered a new plane, created something from scratch, because with their stock moving down so much in the crashes don't look good on them. Although people of course will look at the airline, won't they? They'll go, I won't fly with, I think it was Lion, the one in Indonesia. They'll think, I won't fly with them, rather than looking necessarily at the plane's design. It is a real concern, because if you fly across Europe, the likelihood is that you're on a Boeing 737, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So,
Well, I'm never getting on a plane again.
But maybe not a Boeing 737 Max, which is what this is. What are your thoughts? I mean, it's a terrible scandal. It's a tragedy.
I don't like flying anyway.
Yeah,
I do struggle on planes. So this is thank you, Martin. That's made it 10 times worse. I'm glad to know that they're grounded by the sounds of it. Mm. Hopefully, they're grounded worldwide.
Mm.
And it's just horrible. I think it's just disgusting that companies will put profit in front of safety
and the race. Lives. Yeah, the race to get something out, even though it might not be up to scratch. Mm. It's a real concern. Yeah, what do you think will be the outcome of this? Do you think?
I think they'll be fine. Sadly, I think they'll be absolutely fine. This will brush over.
Yeah, like a small lawsuit. The stock market will go back to what it was before.
Mm. Yeah. I mean,
no one will be apprehended. That's important.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. There's never any like criminals.
Yeah, I mean, the head of the FAA. There are, of course, calls for him to be removed, as you'd expect. And the families, of course, are lobbying for the aircraft to be grounded, but also for there to be a thorough investigation and some culpability.
Yeah, then I mean, I think there should be criminal charges with this. Like, someone at the end of the day knew what they were doing, knew there was something wrong with the plane, and decided, it's fine, let's take the risk. So, I think there should be repercussions for those individuals. It's just a horrible situation, and I don't think there will be. Going back to Facebook earlier, we said that they committed one of the biggest privacy violations in human history, if not the biggest, and got a $5 billion fine, which was basically like a parking fine for them. Mm. It was
nothing, a minor inconvenience.
Yeah. Sadly, I think probably the same thing will happen with Boeing here.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, think about it. Like, Trump's also a really big advocate of Boeing, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, jobs at Boeing. He talks about it quite a lot.
Mm.
And so the likelihood is that they'll continue production with some minor adjustments. Or so maybe some major adjustments.
Yeah.
But it seems like that the Boeing 37 Max will have a bit of a rebrand, a few things changed, a couple more pages in that user manual for pilots, and then we'll back just up in the air. A
couple more pages.
They'll rebadge it. One. Rebadge it, you fool.
Yeah. Like double side the page.
Mm. 737 Super Safe Max.
Yeah, exactly.
Rebrand it as.
Yeah. Terrible.
Mm.
So that was a shocking story that I came across. and not a nice one. But it does show that the malpractice is widespread across industries, I think, today with both news stories.
Yeah, definitely, exactly.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me on, guys.
It's been a super cheery one, but to make it a little bit more cheery, shall we have a quiz?
Yes.
Sounds good.
Okay, so welcome to the quiz. Chris, you lost last time you were here, so you've got everything to play for. As always, it'll be 10 questions plus a bonus question. Show me your buzzers. Chris?
Okay.
What's that?
Hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids. Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Actually, Megan, I can sit anywhere. I have hemorrhoids.
Nice. Oh. Nice. What's
classic,
it from?
Classic Vine.
Vine.
That's a Vine. Okay, cool. I've got something slightly more wholesome than hemorrhoids. Just a sheep.
Sheep.
Sheep
are sheep out there.
Yeah. For the sheep out there, yeah. Sheeple.
See, yours is layered. Mine is just stupid.
It wasn't meant to be.
Well, my last one was that was majestic. It didn't work.
Okay. Okay, question one.
Okay. Well.
In the world of conspiracy, what percentage of 24 to 35 year olds think the moon landing was faked?
That was so perfect.
Chris?
I want to say 40.
40%?
Yeah.
Okay. 25 to 34-year-olds.
25 to 34... To 24 to 35-year-olds, and it's closest wins. Did I say closest wins?
Well, yeah,
now it
is. Yeah.
Okay.
25.
I'm going to stick with my answer.
40%. Okay.
Man, because I think that's going to be close. I think that's going to be close. I would have said something very similar. Would it be more than that or less? Are people becoming... I'm going to go slightly
Let the duck answer.
Slightly more. I like that. Can that be my buzzer? Done. I'm going to go for slightly more. I'm going to go for 50%.
You think half of 24 to 35?
It's quite a lot, isn't it?
No, you've said it now.
Okay, yeah. Why not?
Well, Chris gets the point. It's only 21%.
Okay. Actually,
yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I think 24 to 35-year-olds, yeah. I generally don't know the stats, whether it's more like older people believe that conspiracy or younger people. That's okay.
Okay. Cool.
I feel like older people would have seen the footage and been like,
"True,
yeah I've good point. Seen this and it happened." Yeah. Whereas like younger people would be like, "Oh, it's just a digital recreation."
Sure.
So
yeah, good point.
I think like with like who believes what conspiracy in that, the number's probably always going to be pretty low.
Yeah,
the general population.
In general, yeah, sure.
I think one of the most popular ones is actually the JFK one. Mm. I think it was something like a third of Americans believe that there was.
It wasn't just a lone shooter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Still, like in general, that's pretty low.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. True.
Oh, I've got to be prepared.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Question two. Oh.
So this was a recent story this week, or last week maybe, but the music licensing body PPL revealed the songs most played across UK radio. Across UK radio, TV, and online stations during the 21st century. What song took the top spot for most played across those platforms?
Okay, I've got an idea.
Okay.
Could it be...
Get the bar.
Happy?
That is incorrect.
Okay.
That's been played a lot, right?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, yeah. I've got another...
Chris?
I can't remember the song, but it's the Shrek one from by Smash Mouth.
All Star.
Yeah.
No, it's not All Star.
Is it? You have another guess?
Yeah, another guess.
Is it Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol?
It is, sadly, Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol. Such a depressing song. That's the reason we're all depressed.
What's waste time?
Chasing Cars.
Yeah.
But you are right, though, that Happy was up there as one of the top three. Do you want to have a guess what the other one in the top
points
three
for this?
Was? No points. It wasn't Smash Mouth, no.
British bands mainly, or...?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was British.
British.
I'm pretty sure it's British, actually. I could be totally wrong.
Now he's not sure.
Now I'm not sure.
So it's a band?
I'll say it's... I'll tell you the band. It's Black Eyed Peas.
They're not.
Sorry, that's my mistake.
2008?
No.
Tonight's gonna be a good night.
I got a feeling. That's the one.
Yeah, I go for the one that no one likes.
Okay.
Is it even 2008? Is that the song?
I don't, I'm you're so 2008. 2008. Oh, right. Never. That is something that you should never do, is mention a year in a song. It dates it immediately, unless it's properly in the past.
Or listen to the Black Eyed Peas.
Is that,
Oh, yeah. I'm
I just always remember Black Eyed Peas is like, oh, yeah, Fergie joined it, and then everyone stopped liking it. And that's all I know about Black Eyed Peas.
Okay.
And also, Will I Am was in The Voice for a bit. Or is
I think
still
he still
the
is,
voice.
Right? Yeah. The UK. Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know these days. I can't keep up with what the kids like. I just want to go home and have chocolate.
Fair enough. I like it.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's 1-1 as we go on to question 3.
Oh, yeah, I got a question right.
It is a conspiracy question, but this is pretty general knowledge, so you might guess this.
I'm going to lose.
Donald Trump entered politics supporting which conspiracy theory?
Oh. I wasn't going to
think that. What was that second noise?
It's another sheep in the background.
Oh.
I didn't think that was going to be the question, but I've got to answer it now, haven't I?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that he was interested in the conspiracy witches.
Sheep people.
I don't know.
I need an answer.
I don't know. You go for it, Chris.
Chris?
Area 51 has aliens in it.
That was not correct, no. It was, I'll give you, well, it's not a clue, but relates to the former president.
Oh.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Obama was a lizard?
No,
it's... Damn
Obama, it! Obama was a Muslim. He was born outside the US.
That's it, yeah. So it's...
I knew that!
He popular...
But then he would, wouldn't he? He would say
he had a role in popularizing the birther conspiracy that Obama was born in Kenya.
Yeah.
I did a fact about that and I'm so annoyed because the fact was like, yeah, he was born in Hawaii. Everyone knows he was born in Hawaii.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so that's 2-1 to Martin.
Bugger.
It's okay. It's okay. We're only going on to question 4, and it's another closest wins.
Okay.
What percentage of the world's population lives in extreme poverty?
Extreme poverty.
40%.
40%. Okay.
Is there a definition for extreme poverty?
Look, I've got hemorrhoids. I'm sorry, but
is there a definition for extreme poverty? Is it $1 a day? Is that what we're going for?
I'm just going by the question.
Okay, I'm going to... extreme poverty is quite a lot, isn't it? 40%. I'm going for 28%.
That's
very specific.
Yeah.
Very specific and totally... No, it wasn't totally accurate, but you do get the point. It's only
10%.
Oh. Okay.
I think the biggest problem with poverty around the world now is actually not super extreme poverty, but... what is it, like second degree poverty, like mild poverty. So not having connections with the outside world, like internet, and just making sure you've got like school and education and that kind of stuff is the main issues with poverty now.
Maybe that's what I was thinking.
But in terms of extreme, like living in poverty in general is probably much higher, but extreme poverty.
I think I just heard poverty went that thing.
Yeah.
40%.
If you're talking about poverty in general, I mean, it's all relative to where you live, right?
Yeah.
Most of the time, I mean, if you're living in a society where it's extreme poverty, even if you're rich in that society, you're not going to be. But that's still a lot though, man. It's still a lot of extreme poverty. I'd be interested to know what the definition of extreme poverty. There's a monetary value on it.
So that's 3-1 to Martin. You're running away with this one, Martin.
It's only 2 points. There's lots of questions left.
There's a lot of questions left, and this one relates to news that you may have seen in the last week.
Cool. Okay.
Question 5. Can you tell me why... Sorry, I shouldn't laugh at this. I shouldn't laugh at this one. This is horrible. Can you tell me why a chihuahua was in the news this week?
Yeah.
The second one is terrifying. That's not a sheep.
It was picked up and carried away by a seagull.
It was. Sadly, it was.
Oh, my God.
Well, it was in the garden, and a seagull came and carried it away.
That is pretty bad.
No.
And and then the owners went to a psychic, or I don't think the owner, maybe someone went to a psychic and asked the psychic if the dog was still alive. And she was like, yes, it's in a garden with water. And of course, it's just never been found since. Yes, it's called the sea, a garden with water.
Oh, God.
It's on a raft in the ocean. But seagulls are vicious, man. Vicious.
That is crazy, though, that it was able to pick up a dog.
Yeah,
I mean, I know they're tiny, but still.
Have you seen that video of a seagull like eating that bird whole? It's just like,
oh my God.
Yeah, it's terrifying. I'll find a few guys after this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Okay, 4-1 to Martin. Chris, you got to get back in the game here.
I'm bad at this.
Question 6. Last week marked the 8th anniversary of the death of which singer?
Oh. 8th anniversary, what would that be?
2011.
Amy Winehouse?
It was Amy Winehouse, yeah. That was a good guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Well done.
8 years.
8 years, yeah.
I don't know whether I thought it was longer or shorter ago. That sounds about right, actually. Mm.
And I've officially lost this quiz.
I don't know. How many questions left?
7, 8, 9, 10. 4. So you could... Yeah. So it's... You could draw and then win on the bonus question.
It's still possible.
Is it?
Okay. 5-1. Question 7. Two men claimed to be warning the public about the dangers of not eating meat. They were fined £400 each for staging an anti-vegan protest outside a food stall in London's trendy Soho district.
Okay.
What had they done to earn this sum? Chris.
Stop playing! Did they gut an animal?
No, it's not detailed enough, I'm afraid.
Oh.
They did. It must be something disgusting, wasn't it? They slapped people with meat.
That is incorrect. No, that's not true. I don't even know how to give a clue on this one. I think I might just have to tell you.
Okay. Oh, do you want another guess?
Yeah, just do that.
Yeah.
Actually, no. Have another guess. Okay. Have another guess. And it's something specific, but I'll be more generous with
okay.
What gets a point. So they didn't... So it involves a raw animal.
Yes.
I'll say that.
Did they do like a live butchering of an animal?
They didn't, although that's a very good guess.
Okay.
That's very good. Did they throw a dead chicken at someone?
No, although, again, another good guess. So they actually ate a raw squirrel.
Oh my God.
So good one.
In Soho.
Good protest there.
I walk through Soho every day. Damn, I missed it.
They have the feral animals.
Yeah, good God,
I mean,
don't get what point they're trying to make.
I hope they didn't get that squirrel from like a London park, be full of cigarettes.
Yeah,
I think my brother eats squirrel up when he was up in Bolivia. I don't know, I can't remember. I think a guinea pig actually was.
Guinea pigs, but
you can eat squirrel. But I don't think I would.
I don't think that's a recommended thing.
Maybe not raw as well. I think raw, it was just like a...
That's not cool.
It looked like just like a dead squirrel, like with a fur on and
stuff. Fur on
it. Oh my God.
Maybe it just like took a bite of it. Yeah.
That is so funny. Oh yeah, your point's coming across really well.
Yeah.
A protest. What were they fined though? Just for public indecency?
Yeah, I think it was like... just like causing...
distress.
Causing distress. Disorderly behaviour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Question 8.
Yeah.
Which English city is known as the Lace City?
Lace. Where do they make lace?
That's perfect. I'm just going to stab in the dark. Birmingham.
No, that is incorrect. Good guess.
Could it be Coventry?
It's not Coventry.
I'll
give you a clue. It's also... known as the gun capital of the UK.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, you go for it. Because you were there. You live there, right?
Can you? Nottingham.
Yes. It is Nottingham, yes.
You live there, right? You live in Nottingham?
You're from Nottinghamshire.
And
right. I know that it is the most violent
Shottingham.
Place.
Shottingham.
People get shot there all the time.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, question.
I got 2 questions right. Yay. That's a victory for me. I'm going to go.
You can still draw with a bonus question, in fact.
That's not how the quiz works.
I mean, it's not how it works, but yeah. Question 9. Terra is another name for which planet in our solar system?
Earth?
It is Earth, yeah. Terra firma, yeah.
Nice.
So it's 5-3
yeah.
As we go on to question 10. So sadly, Martin has won this, but you can, regain some dignity.
That was a good one. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Penis! What dignity do I have?
Okay, question 10. The 8-year-old daughter of which British politician...
8-year-old.
8-year-old daughter.
80.
8-year-old.
Okay.
80.
The 8-year-old...
8-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
How are they still in politics?
Yeah. Well, Eton.
The 8-year-old daughter of which British politician was left behind in a pub in Buckinghamshire after a family lunch in April 2012?
What? Could it have been? Could it have been Nigel Farage?
It was not Nigel Farage.
Excuse me.
He's a man of the people. His daughter.
It's Nigel. It's Nigel Farage.
Farage. Farage with a D in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. 2008.
In 2012.
12.
What? Pretty prominent politician.
Yeah. Oh. Daughter. Daughter.
It's like I know three politicians.
You'll know this person.
Is it Boris?
It's not Boris.
No. Is it David Cameron?
It is David Cameron.
I vaguely remember it. Yeah.
Yeah, former Prime Minister David Cameron. Yes. Left his daughter in a pub.
Quality. We all do it.
Cool. Okay, yes. Would you like the bonus question?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. It's closest wins. How many inches in a UK mile?
How many inches in a mile?
How many inches in a mile?
Why do you do this to me?
Get the maths. Get the maths questions going.
Inches in a mile. Okay.
Chris is doing some maths in his head, I think.
I keep thinking about hemorrhoids.
Okay, well, fair. Martin's doing some maths. You need the like the algorithms in there.
Okay.
Things.
So it's going to be around. Oh, have I left off a zero? I don't know if I've left off a zero or not.
I'm going to say 500.
50. I was going to go like 55,000 inches in a mile.
It's probably more accurate.
Martin is a lot closer. Yeah. I'm sorry, Chris.
It's going to be like 60,000, something like that.
It's 63,360. Yeah. So that's wow. Well done.
I don't even know how many inches there are in a foot. Like,
I was trying to work out how many inches in a kilometer, which is stupid, I know. But I was like,
it's basically
30 centimeters is 12 inches roughly.
Yeah.
Three of those equals a meter 36.
Even though I understand the metric system more, I completely forgot about the metric system in that question.
Like 500 inches is a mile.
Yes.
I was like, that's probably not quite right.
Well, the imperial system's weird, so it could have been.
Yeah. So anyway, that Thanks, was the Alex. Quiz. Congratulations, Martin. Commiserations, Chris. You'll get him next
time. And also next time. Lose. I will continue my streak.
But yeah, it's lovely having you on. Go and check out 101 Facts.
Yeah.
Indeed. Chris, yes. What have you got? Yeah. What's coming up? What's out?
The last video was 101 Facts about the Titanic.
That did really well. Yeah, and that was really interesting.
Well, yeah. It was really interesting, but the kind of ending was spoiled a bit.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
But it was fun. We did a lot of fun animation. We had a bit more time on this video like really flesh it out and make it fun. Make all the boats into bees. That was a personal touch of mine.
Decent job.
That was fun to do. Yeah.
And you've got I'm correct in thinking you've got GTA 4 coming out. I've heard
that's a spoiler. So yeah. Yes, GTA 4. Watch that. The intro and the first 10 facts are a wild ride.
Yes,
that's all I want to say about it.
Nice,
because it's. Have you watched it already?
I watched a little bit.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I got a sneak preview. I was lucky enough to have a sneak preview.
Yeah, Jason did a very special job on them, and it was very surreal.
Nice.
Decent. Cool. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
If you guys want to head over and watch a little bit more of us three chatting the sheet, then you can do over on our Patreon.
Yeah.
Because we're recording that after this right now. So take care, guys, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.